I have in the studio Scott Thomas, and he's here to talk about the Ray Carter Cup. So welcome, Scott.
Yes, thanks for having me today, Juanita. Yeah, I'm here to talk about the Ray Carter Cup. I'm the chairman of the organizing committee that's in charge of putting this event together. It's the national championship for the AAA 15U boys division. We have best 15-year-old ball players from all across Canada coming here. And
that's awesome. So how many teams are there?
There's going to be 11 teams, basically one from every province. And then we have a host team from the city of Saskatoon as well. There's technically two teams from Saskatchewan, the Saskatchewan representative and the host team. And then every province sends a rep team as well. So we got 11 teams here. They're all descending on the city starting on Tuesday, and most of them are coming on Wednesday, and then the events get started. So we're really looking forward to that.
The location, where is this going to be at?
This is at the newly renovated Nutana Baseball Complex just off Arlington Avenue and beside the Lions Arena on Porter Street. And we're very excited to show this complex off. We've had it renovated about, this will be the third summer. It underwent a multi-million dollar renovation. And we believe, Juanita, that it's the nicest baseball complex in Canada. One of the diamonds has artificial turf infield. Another one has a grass infield. And two of the diamonds are lit.
That sounds nice.
So we'll have a couple night games. Yeah, we're just so pleased with the opportunity to be able to show this off to the rest of the country. And really showcase our wonderful facilities here in Saskatoon.
Absolutely. So how do people get tickets for this?
Probably the easiest way to get tickets is to contact me directly.
Okay.
We don't have a specific website set up for this tournament, but just to contact me on my personal cell phone, and then we'll put you in touch with the people that can get you the weekend passes for the wristbands, or just a day pass, or even we just have night game passes too for $10. So my personal cell phone is 306-220-5544. Yeah, I'll get you set up with the people that you need to talk to get your passes for the weekend.
Oh, absolutely. And what about, how do we anticipate parking, and is there a concession stand, and what kind of thing for that, like amenities?
Yeah, there will be a full-service concession stand. It's actually a permanent part of the facility there now, and we're going to have that staffed all weekend. There will be parking available just at the Market Mall parking lot there. It's a short walk. And then also we've talked to the Nutana Curling Club, and we're allowed to use their parking lot too. So both of those parking lots are a short walk to our facility. There will be some parking available in the Lions Arena parking lot, and then, of course, on some of the roads that surround there. But probably the two biggest lots would be Market Mall and Nutana Curling Club, where people could park.
Okay, and is there a bus route close by too if some seniors want to come?
Yes, there would be a bus route just in front of Lions Arena and Holy Cross High School.
Excellent.
That they could very easily walking distance from there. One event that we're really excited about on Wednesday evening, we're going to have the opening ceremonies and the banquet at the Travelodge Hotel. The Travelodge has stepped up for us big time, and they're going to host the teams for the weekend. Basically, that'll be their home. And on Wednesday night, we're going to have the opening ceremonies and banquet there. And we're going to have as the keynote speaker that night, Tyler Smith, who was one of the surviving members from the Humboldt Broncos crash. Mm-hmm. And he's going to come and give a speech after the opening ceremonies, and Tyler's very excited to come. He started as Not Alone charity, and he's reaching out and speaking to groups now and spreading the message of courage and hope and perseverance. And
that
we're really
amazing.
Excited to have Tyler come speak to the boys. And banquet tickets are available. It'll be a good meal that night. But there'll also be walk-up tickets if people just want to come listen to Tyler too. That'll probably be going down at about 7:30, 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. And again, they could just contact me. People use my cell phone if they wanted to come see Tyler. But there will be walk-up tickets available for just $10 to come listen to Tyler speak that night. So we're really excited about Wednesday night. We think that's going to be a great kickoff for the whole weekend. I haven't personally heard Tyler's message yet, but I know he's very excited about it. I know Tyler, and I've spoken to him a couple times, and I think he's going to do a fantastic job for these boys. My son was one of the Broncos too, and he passed away on the bus. My son's name was Evan, and he was on the Broncos bus that day and didn't make it home with the rest of the guys. And we have his tournament the third weekend of July every year. So this t-shirt is specific for his tournament. For the Nationals, there'll be lots of merch on site to buy specific to the Ray Carter Cup, and hoodies, t-shirts, and hats. So we'll definitely have all the merch that people would want to pick up available that weekend for sure.
Yeah.
We've tried to create a legacy here in Saskatoon for Evan, and this baseball tournament
yep.
is part of it. And much like Tyler, we're trying to create something positive out of
Absolutely.
All of this. And hopefully if we can, be a positive impact on our community and help this next generation of kids come through with a good start to their adult lives. And, that's what our goal is. And I know that's what Tyler's looking forward to doing too, is just it'd be a positive impact and some way to come out of that tragedy for sure. We've hosted Evans Tournament for the last 4 years, and it's grown to be one of the best tournaments in Western Canada. And Baseball Saskatoon came to us and said, hey, you know, if the opportunity's there to get a Nationals, would you help out and mm-hmm. you know, be the chair for the committee? And I said, absolutely.
Nice.
The experience that we've had with Evans Tournament and just how it's grown across Western Canada, we said we'd love to be a part of getting this message and good opportunities for youth to come to Saskatoon, to the rest of Canada. So we're excited to be here and, like I said, excited to do something positive.
You bet. So yeah, again, what is your phone number if people want to give you a ring?
Yeah, absolutely. My cell phone number is 306-220-5544, 306-220-5544.
Well, I really, really appreciate you coming in. This sounds like an exciting event.
It's going to be a great weekend. The advanced weather, as much as you can rely on 10 days out, looks like it's going to be fantastic weather.
Well, that's good.
And lots of sunshine and sunflower seeds and lots of joys of shouts of excitement, I'm sure. So it'll be a fantastic weekend at the ballpark.
Excellent. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.